Right. So our topic today is actually an article that came out of Networking Times magazine, one of the magazines I read on a monthly basis. And as I said earlier, I was thrilled when I read it. It was exhilarating to me to just hear about a Gen Y person. So we're talking about somebody who kicked off maybe in his 20s and now he's in his early 30s, who really, you know, grabbed onto network marketing and the step-by-step of what he went through. And what I did in the outline is I gave you an outline of the article, basically, and I put some, I italicized some things, not because they were in the article, but because I felt like, for me, they were huge points for me to grab onto and make sure that I continue to utilize this kind of language or these kind of ideas or keep in mind these principles as I approach new people, as I talk to people, as I work in my own business. Where's my attitude and my attention? What am I focusing on as I do the business? There are just so many principles in this article that just hit a home run ball for me. I'm prayerful it has the same impact on all of you. So let's jump in and talk about Chris Estes, that's his name, and talk. His title of his article was Be Intentional and Consistent. And his background was he was a Gen Yer. He was like in his 20s, teacher and coach. He had been doing that for 8 years in a small town in Kentucky, and many of us can relate to that, right? I have a lot of people operating out of small towns. And people had talked to him about network marketing before, but he had a dream to be a coach and do it his way. So that's what he did. And how many people, remember we talk about the looking zone, and we have to remember that sometimes you approach people and they're just not ready because they might have had a dream in their life of, this is what I always wanted to do, is I wanted to be a teacher and be a coach. And so you allow them to do that. Because the inevitability of that is they're going to find a place in their life 3 years, 5 years, 8 years down the road. And if you keep them on your what? Your contact list, because remember the only way you take people off a contact list is if they die, or if they sign up, that's the only time you can remove them. So if they say no, they still stay on your contact list because it's no means I don't know enough or not right now, right? They're not in the looking zone. Well, that was clear for Chris. He wasn't in the looking zone. He had a dream about being a coach. But what happened to his dream? Yeah, 8 years into it, and he's going, okay, there's a little monotonous nature to being a teacher and being a coach and day in and day out and putting up with teacher and administration and la-di-da-di, right? You get the rigmarole that goes on. In fact, I have a number of teachers in my organization, and I'm telling you, they're going through absolute crazy living, you know what, on a day in and day out basis with the administration and all the rules and all the reporting. And I mean, it's tough. I see teachers dropping out of teaching all the time today because there's so much that they have to do. There's just, and all the testing, and I mean, I could go through all the reasons. But so this is where Chris was. He was just, you know, going along, and all of a sudden that dream had lost its luster for him because he was stuck. He realized his financial outlook was X. It was never going to be X plus Y plus Z. It was X. It was fixed. There was no greater tomorrow. It was what it was. So in 2008, a friend shared an opportunity to do what? And this is the languaging we want to pick up on, to build a business part-time, which could provide him a short amount of time to have the choices and options he never would have with traditional employment. Isn't that great? How many people need to hear that language? That's why I italicized it. I mean, to give you choices and options that you're never going to experience with traditional employment. Isn't that wonderful language? How many of you, that's great. I'm just telling you, pick up on that languaging. That's great language. It hit him right between the eyes. He says, you know, this in a short amount of time could provide you choices and options that you're never going to have with traditional employment. Wow. Does that sound great? Lock it in, people. Use that kind of language. And, of course, we also can talk about health with our business, but if you're approaching somebody and you don't know anything about them, you want to start with the business side. That's what I usually do because I can always fall back on what the products are and they can decide to just be a consumer. But most people, if you approach them with the products and they're not interested in them, they're not going to do the business. Notice it doesn't work the other way, right? And anyway, he looks back and he says what he thinks was the root of his success was the concept that he had grown up with, his parents instilled in him to work hard. And most of us who have depression-based parents or that era, now this guy's a Gen Y, so he didn't have that era, but his parents grew up in that era, and then his parents taught him the same thing. And I tried to instill that in my, you know, members of my family that I had influence in raising, the same thing, that you work hard, you know. And I have a number of my kids that's what they're doing today. They're working hard because they got that from hopefully a little influence of mine and their own parents. And you know, that's what you want to do, instill that value. So, but here's an interesting concept. When somebody approached him with this and told him this language about having choices and options, he never would have a traditional employment. Right away, he began to think of all the people that could benefit. Right away, he started thinking. So why are we not introducing that and using that language? And I kept thinking, you know, I used to say that to people. What has happened to me is I've shifted. I haven't made that part of my languaging when I talk to people. I don't talk about, well, think about all the people that you know and friends and relatives. How many people could you help by giving them an opportunity where in a short amount of time they could have choices and options they're never going to have with their traditional employment? A better way, right? I mean, we got to start using, because the concept of opening up and thinking about other people you could benefit, that right away does a couple things. It makes people think, wow, if they really have a heart and passion of contribution, which is, those are the people that typically are going to be the best in this business, because we love to impact people's lives. We're about contribution. That's one of our main core values. So they're going to be like that. But they're also going to, what else does it do for them? When they start thinking about all the possible people they could help, it also helps them believe, I believe this is going to work, right? It gives them a concept that they could be successful at this because there's such a huge panoply of people that they can think about that really could benefit from this opportunity. So you want to introduce that to people because it does two things. It allows them to step into their feeling of making a contribution and their social contribution they can make, but it also builds a confidence in the ability for them to make this work. So that's great language. Then, but like anyone who starts in network marketing, what happens to us? We have a lot of doubts, right? So, and he did too, you know. One of the doubts he had was, could I be successful? And most of us jump in and we fall into that insecurity. Hey, could have, can I be, but the important thing, how do we respond to be, you know, when people start questioning that, how do we usually respond to that? And I love to talk to people about the fact that, you know, whenever you try anything new, we all have insecurity, right? It's a normal emotional response to something new because we're neophytes. We're brand new. We don't know anything. We're going to be like a fawn that's birthed, and you know, and we come out, we don't even know how to stand on our legs because it's new. So having a source of insecurity is normal, right? And when we can talk to people that way instead of allowing them to allow that to be the reason they don't move forward, it's like crazy. You never would have learned to ride a bike if you didn't step into it and say, hey, I'm insecure and I have no clue and it's scary, but you know what? I'm going to do it. So you bring back to them some relationship they had in the past with something they've conquered. And, you know, we came from knowing nothing, and anything that we become proficient at, we were insecure at one time. And then the excuses people say, no money, no time, never have been in the business before, you know, don't let those block. Those are roadblocks that I say we make stuff up. We always have excuses. And what was cool is his life audit that he did. So I put that in italics because I think it's a cool concept we can use with people as well and ourselves. He assessed where he was and where he was going, and he understood really clear. If I kept following the same path, I was never going to have what I truly desired. I realized I was never going to be free, and that scared me. So who do you know at 30 and 40 years old that is in that exact same position? Maybe even 50 and 60 in that same position. So why aren't you going to take action? And his lesson was, he said, life doesn't get better by chance. It gets better by change. So how many people play the lottery because they're stuck on thinking that life gets better by chance? That's crazy stuff. You have so much power to create a better life, but it takes change. It takes doing something different. So he started evaluating his negatives, and this is a great one. Under D in the outline, I said, one of his big problems was, I'm so busy. You know, how many people tell you, I'm so busy that how do I fit this in my schedule? And he started looking at busy as being, instead of a crutch, he said, I'm going to take advantage of the fact that I'm so busy, because being so busy means I come in contact with tons of people every day. Because that's what's keeping me busy, is all the different contacts I have. And he says, that's an advantage. So he started converting his crutches into advantages. Because what is it? It's just a mental perception. You can flip that like a switch. Take a crutch and say, wow, that's not a crutch. That's an advantage, because look at how I can use it. It's a way of thinking. It's a mindset of being able to convert crutches into benefits, right? And he also saw that, you know, this business is all about personal developing you, changing and growing and becoming more of a person. And he just looked around and he said, hey, I have all the training in place and support I need, so wow, why wouldn't I want to step into this? So all of these are great concepts to you. So he launches his business. Okay, so this is the launch of his business. So this is how he overcame all the fears about getting started, and he launched his business. And he had a couple quotes he used. He used Abe Lincoln's quote, which I love. I'd never heard this before. Good things may come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle. So if you want to wait, you can have some good things come to you. But the idea is that they're going to be the leftovers, right? Because there are a lot of people out there hustling that are going to grab the best fruit on the vine. And you don't want the leftovers. You want the best fruit on the vine. So it's like, we're not waiting. And he also quoted Kevin Durant, hard work beats talent when talent fails to work hard, right? So even though you're not the most talented person, and that's how Chris looked at himself, he wasn't the brightest shining star in the world, he wasn't the most gifted or talented person, but he found right away that the smartest person doesn't win, it's the most intentional person that does. So how intentional are you? And how do I know when somebody's intentional about their business? All I need to ask him is, what do you do every day to support your business? What are the activities you're committed to every day? That is an intentional person. And if you've been in this business a long time, like Mary Jo, you want to find the people who are intentional, and those are the people you invest in. Because people who aren't intentional about their business are hobbyists in the business. They're doing it as and when they can. And there can be a lot of reasons. There's nothing wrong with a hobbyist. There's nothing wrong with having hobbyists. There's nothing wrong with consumers. Mind you, this isn't a right and wrong statement. We love all the people. I love all the people in my organization. But if I'm going to put a lot of time and energy into people in terms of helping them grow their business, am I going to do it with somebody that thinks about Manatech once a week, or is it going to be somebody who does Manatech every day? Every day. They're convicted every day. They do the mana tracker every day, right? They at least do those activities every day. They make it part of their life because it is their life, right? So it's part of what they do. So look at four intentional people and help step yourself. If you're a leader in your organization, if you don't show up intentional, how do you ever expect people around you to show up intentional? Because you lead by example. Yeah. And he also mentioned he learned by doing and made a lot of mistakes. Isn't that exactly what network marketing is? I can tell you, I fell flat on my face. I know. I did. First 6 months, I was a disaster area. I mean, I did so many crazy things. As a lawyer, I had all the wrong, you know, people go, well, Mary Jo, that's why you're so successful, because you're successful in your life. Look at your lawyering. You're so successful. And I go, oh, my gosh, my lawyering background did more damage to my network marketing experience than anything I could imagine, right? Because all we are is argumentative. So when people didn't want to take the products, I would just say, well, clearly you need them because your brain's not functioning, right? Because you can't even see that you need the product. So you need Amber Toast to help your brain function. You know, I mean, that didn't work very well, did it? No. Insulting people didn't work. It works in the courtroom, but it doesn't work. It works in cross-examination to cause people to get uneasy and look like they're lying, but it doesn't work in network marketing. So a lot of the talents or quote-unquote mechanisms and methodology I used in law were not very helpful in the network marketing realm. So we learn by doing and making a lot of mistakes, and so you don't let mistakes rob you of joy. It's looking at mistakes as, wow, what did I learn from that, and how can I be better? We don't dwell on them. We don't allow them to control us. We look at every single mistake in life as a learning experience, and that's how I view my life every day. And thank you, Lord, for giving that capacity to me to do that, because I see people get stuck in the past, and that's what they're doing. They're stuck in the past because they want to relive mistakes. Somehow, beating up on themselves is more important than moving forward. Forgive and forget. Psh, move forward, right? The biggest advantage he started with was his energy and excitement. And my question is, how many of us, you know, remember the days when we first started in Manatech and we were so much energy and excitement? Where is that today? And why is it gone? Why did you choose to let it go? And some of you are going, well, Mary Jo, I didn't choose to let it go. We went through so much through the company, or we went through this and this, or I lost part of my downline. And I said, oh, really? So you want to point your finger and blame someone else? I want you to take that finger, curl it around, and point it at you. You create excitement and energy in your business. Now, can other people help along with that and contribute to it? Yes. But the only person that gives it away is you. You choose energy and excitement. So why not choose into energy and excitement? Do you think Mary Jo is energetic and excited about her business? Absolutely. I love my business. I love it more today than ever. I mean, because we have such an incredible company to distinguish ourselves from anyone else in the marketplace. Our science is unbeatable by anyone. We have the most terrific products in the nutrition field, in my opinion. They're terrific. They change people's lives every day, help transform people's lives every day. So how could I not be excited, right? It's and here's another excitement that some of you always worry about these new upstart companies, new upstarts. I love it when somebody comes to me and says, oh, Mary Jo, but, you know, I'm looking at this company, and I go, great, and how long has the company been around? And they go, well, it just like about 6 months or a year. And I go, oh, super. So what's the validity behind it? Where's the scientific studies, the peer-reviewed journals? You know, do you really want to put 100% of your energy into a company that in 2 years could be out of business, which is the average? Or would you rather put your time and energy, if you're going to dedicate, to a company that's been around for 20 years, that's here to stay? The rock. What do you prefer? So you have a great argument. And then they tell you, well, but this is a company I can be at the top of if I really take off because it's brand new. And I go, great, how many people get there? And are you one of three? And then maybe it falls all apart. And then we remember all the hot companies like Mona V and all these companies. Yeah, I mean, we have so many companies out there that just, they're gone. I can name probably 20 companies that have come and gone just in the last 10 years that were big. I mean, $800 million and gone. They don't even exist today. Really? Can you imagine? I sit back and I go, my gosh, after all the energy I put into Manatech, am I ecstatic that this company 20 years later is doing well and thriving and growing and expanding and continue to bringing on new products? Absolutely. But this isn't a talk about why Manatech, but we have an awesome company to be excited about and energetic about. Some strategies he learned, he found, and this is a great strategy I don't use. He started encouraging everyone before they joined to start making a list. And I used to do that. I used to, when I would talk to people after they came to a meeting or something, I said, can you think about people that you could really help with this, that really you could just start making a list, start writing down names. I used to do that, and I quit for some lazy reason. I just told you the reason. It's called lazy. We miss out. But he's reiterated that to me, which is so important because, again, what does it do when they create a list? They're already in the business. They already can see that it will work. They already can see where they can contribute to people's lives, so it helps close them. It's an excellent closing device as to getting them to build a list before they even sign up, okay? The other concept is always, if you're going to pick a team to work with in business, who would those people be? In other words, be selective. When you first start off, when you kick off this business, you want to think about, who do I want in my business? I'm working with a 17-year-old right now, and he has 8 names of people he wants in his business. So yesterday I did 2 3-way calls with 2 17-year-olds. What a wonderful opportunity. But it's about what people in his life does he really have a lot of respect for and honor because they're smart, they're dynamic, they have, at 17, I'm not sure how big a sphere of influence you have, but, you look for characteristics that you really want that are important to you for people that you're going to be doing the business with because, you know why? You're going to be in bed with those people, not literally, figuratively, in bed with those people for a long period of time. I have some people that I've been working with for, I don't know if I have anyone from when I started, probably really close. I have some people, in fact, the president director of my organization has been in my organization for 18 years, I think, that long. So, so there are people in your organization, and some of the people I visited in Austin have been in my business for 19 years, almost the first year I started. They were some of the first people that got involved. So we have people that, and we want to love those people, and we want to, work with those people. So you want to be selective in who you bring on board. So look at the characteristics that you want in people, and those are the people you want to start going after get started. And, of course, again, this is his launching his business, so that's what we're talking about. Make the decision to do this. So that's what you want to get your people to do. Make the decision to do this. And some people go, give me at least a year. Give me at least a commitment for 12 months. Otherwise, don't get started. We're so anxious to sign anyone up, we don't get any commitments. I want a commitment for 12 months. For a business builder, why? Because I struggled. I mean, we all struggle. So if you're gonna say, hey, try it, see if you like it, try the flavor of the month. Forget it. This is about. I don't want you to try. I want you to make it. It's like trying to sit down in a chair. Don't try. It's painful. Just sit. That doesn't require any pain, right? So make the decision to do it. And again, your list, that you want to find out people, making sure you're emphasizing another stream of income or more time freedom. And when it said, if you look at those two things, another stream of income or more time freedom, if you think about those two things, he said, I knew a ton of candidates. This is so cool. When he got started, he said, I knew a ton of candidates that were perfect for this business because they needed another stream of income or more time freedom. How many people do you know that need that? My bigger question is there anyone you know who doesn't need that? Right? Almost everyone needs more time freedom and another stream of income. So we have an unlimited source of people to fit the characteristics we're looking for, in terms of finding their wants and fulfilling what they need. All right, the next section was about his being a busy dad, and he just talked about how busy he was already. And again, this is a reason why some people go, I'm too busy. And he turned his busyness into an attribute, right, a crutch into an advantage in his business. And he laughed at himself, too, because he says the busiest people in the world tend to be the most successful. And there's a lot of truth to that, because the most successful people, as you grow in business, you expand yourself, you're doing 101 things. I look at my life and I go, I can't even imagine. At the end of a week, I look back and I go, how did I do all that? I don't even know how it gets done. I mean, I thank goodness for Lydia, and thank goodness I have a great Manatech business where I can afford to have an assistant and she can help me, support me in 100 ways. But it takes all of that to get all the things done that we have on our agenda. Because I sit on board of directors and I do a lot of, mission work, and I do tons of church work, and I'm involved in my own foundation that I started, and I got all that work to do, and we're now converting that foundation, going into homeless arena, and it's just, there are just 101 things, and family, and I got a niece that's getting married, and her mom was, in prison, so I'm stepping in as the mom, much to my chagrin. No, I love her, so I do it, but, it's not my cup of tea, but it's, you play 101 hats as you get busy. But it's great because what else does it do? It opens up tons of people for you. So it's great. In fact, I took advantage of my wedding opportunity with Renee. Her best friend is standing up for her, and she's Chinese. Well, are you kidding? So we have a meeting this week to sit down with her and talk about how we can set this up and we can help her and her family and get her mom and dad involved. And I mean, it was the wow, right? Again, being busy is great because it opens up other opportunities. So use that. Be a great listener is one of his concepts he brought up. He said, let me highlight one thing too. He said something that surprised me a little bit in this day and age, because I'm doing so much social media type things today, learning and trying to learn more and more about how to use social media to expand my business. And his attitude was really about technology as a place a lot of people hide behind. And how many of you are hiding behind technology? How is your business growing around technology? So if you're going to do social media, you better be good at it, and you better be effective, or quit hiding behind it. How many people pick up their phone and are looking at Facebook 24/7? I mean, I have people around me that are, it's an addiction. If you took their phone away, they'd probably die, right, for a day, one day, maybe 1 hour. But it's such a distraction, and it's creating a phenomenal amount of ADD in our society, off the charts. So, but he's saying connection is, you know, belly to belly, eyeball to eyeball, face to face. So in social media, what does that mean? It means that you can connect on social media, but take it offline. Take it offline. So you can have that interaction by phone. You can talk to people, FaceTime with them, all the things that we can do today to become personal and close to the person. That's what we want to do. So become a great listener. We all know that. If you don't share with people you love and care about, then shame on you. Whoa, that's a big one, right? So can we use that with people that we talk to and get started? We don't want to shame people into it, but, you know, there are a lot of people in their lives that really need to hear about this. And be determined. I mean, he was like, because he got annihilated. That was great to hear. Just like all of us, you know, we get out there and we start talking to people about it, and they go, is this network marketing? You know, I mean, he got hammered and all the kind of things, because people just are, I call them unknowing. They're not very knowledgeable. They don't understand direct sales for what it is. So they have express these opinions. And some of you go, well, Mary Jo, but there's so much of that. I don't know where you are politically, but if you went out and talked to people that didn't have your same political views, wouldn't you find a lot of backlash toward you as well? I mean, where isn't there backlash in this world? And every time there's backlash because you have an opinion one way and somebody has something different, we call that, like, that's going to rob you of anything. If you happen to have a Christian walk and you come across somebody who's an atheist, does that rob you of your belief? No, because we know for a fact everything and anything that we put a stake in the ground in, there are going to be people out there that are naysayers, don't we? That's a given. It's an absolute. And do they have a right to have their opinion? Absolutely, just like you have a right to have your opinion. But, you know, when it comes to network marketing, you're going to find that. My favorite is always what? I go, wow. I start laughing. I kind of go, wow. It sounds like you've had a bad experience with network marketing. And I see how joyful I can be. I don't get defensive. I just find out, because when somebody has that big a negative attitude, usually it's because of an experience. So I go find out about the experience they had. I ask questions. And you know what? When it gets to the bottom line, I go, so really, if you look at the model, it's not so much the model you're against, it's what your experience was because you didn't get the support you felt you needed, or you feel like you really didn't give it the time that was required to make it work. And they go, yeah, that's it, Mary Jo. I let them conclude. I don't conclude for them. I allow them to conclude why they have that attitude, right? So because there's frustration in network marketing, just like any kind of business opportunity you have, if it fails, you're going to want to blame something else. Not look at yourself in a mirror. You're going to want to point a finger at somebody else or something else or the company or the product or this or the model. Jeez, woo, it's human nature. But it taught him all these wisecracks and everything taught him what? If you get knocked down 7 times, you want to make sure to get up the 8th, right? I thought that was cool. Cool. And I've seen that quote before. It's not his quote. It's either a Confucius saying or something that's about, and it's all about determination, right? Commitment and determination. And if you think you had tough times in Manatech, listen to what this guy went through in his direct sales. In the very first year he was involved in network marketing, his upline sponsor quit, went to another company, and went after him and all his leaders that he was developing to join this other company. Can you imagine? I mean, wow, his first year in networking. You know, so that was huge. Like, talk about grabbing your belief system and quashing it. Another thing that happened in his first year is an ice storm hit Kentucky in his fifth month in the business. And, of course, everybody quit focusing on the business. Some people stopped doing the products because they just had so many other concerns and their money had to go a different direction. And all of a sudden, he watched his business just kind of go through this dive. And he started going, is it worth it? Making all these sacrifices. He started questioning. Right? He started questioning. Even when we went through the Texas AG, for those of you around at that time, when we were told we can no longer tell the truth about how these products impact our lives. So, you know, and that's part of the law, so we abide by the laws in this land. But, you know, when that came through, you know, how many of us were like, is it worth it, all these sacrifices? Because things happen. Stuff happens. But it was really funny. He said, then he asked himself, and I put in there, come to Jesus talk, because that's how I kind of look at it. He said, what's my I quit level? I love that. IQ, I quit level, right? What's my I quit level? And his answer to that was, I don't have one. I'm going to do this until. And that was it. He's all in. There's no quit. He doesn't have an I quit level. So that's a good question, right? Right. And then he started, of course, busy building his business. As he started rolling, he talked to as many prospects every day, getting in front of people until it developed into a habit. How many of you are doing that? How many of you are talking to as many prospects every day? How many of you are talking to even one prospect a day? Right. That's the habit we need to develop. That's why we have the Mana Tracker. That's why we have activities every day, so that we develop that habit. You want to pop your business? That's the habit. Trust me, I made a commitment for what my business would look like by manifest. And I started it in business period two, the beginning of the business period. And right now, I have already 5 new signups this business period. And Lee and I were looking at, I have the guy from church to sign up. And how did that happen? How does somebody just land in your lap? I'm going to tell you, it's the energy you're putting out. I believe that. I believe the more positive energy I put out, my directional, I'm going to start attracting people. They're going to fall in my lap. So we have that one, and we have 2 others that are already committed to sign up today or tomorrow. So we're going to be up to 8. My goal is 10 by the end of this week for the business period. I haven't had 10 signups in a business period probably in 5 years, 6 years maybe. I don't know when the last time that happened. But notice, commitment, put a stake in the ground. I am going to what? Talk to prospects every day, getting in front of people, and make it a habit. That's my goal. So it's terrific. Do that. And if some of you go, oh, Mary Jo, how could I do it? Oh, you have all the excuses. I don't want to hear them. But the idea is, what's your commitment? And you say, oh, the business doesn't work. I said, well, wait a minute. Who's not working? Is it the business that doesn't work, or is it you that doesn't work, right? And you have so many avenues, 101 avenues of connecting with people, and just take advantage of it. I did a talk on Friday in front of 25 women on aging beautifully, right? It was great. The people were overwhelmed by the talk. I handed out 20-some cards. They all want to have consults. And right? I mean, those are the kind of things that you find ways to get exposure and just have fun with it. So his consistency created a lot of momentum, because what you do as a leader is reflected in your organization. People see what you're doing, and you know what? They're going to mimic you, because that's what leadership is all about. It's about setting a standard of behavior and allowing other people to be impacted by that. So his team started seeing him getting in front of people, and it started to duplicate itself, and that duplication created mass momentum, and that's how he became a 7-figure earner after 2 years in the business. I got the 6 figures, but I didn't get the 7 figures. But, you know, that's huge, right? He left a job, became a full-time person, and it's great. And his other suggestion is teach people to multiply their strengths and focus on what they are good at and delegate the rest. And that is so true, understanding what you're good at. One of the reasons I hired Lydia, it's not that I'm not good at computer stuff. I don't like it. I don't like to do all the back office stuff. And so Lydia was perfect for that because she loves that stuff. So it was great. We make a great partnership in that regard. And that's just somebody I happen to hire. But you can find people in your team. When you're small, find people in your team. When I was growing and wasn't making very much money in this business, I would find team members who loved to be like supporters. And I go, great, why don't you be a greeter at the door? And because what did I want to do? My strength was I was that effervescent one that wanted to be on the stage. I love sharing. I love giving presentations. I love the training aspects. That was my joy. So that's where I want to be. So as long as I can do what I love and I don't have to worry, I find other people to support me. Do the same thing in your organization. But what do you have to do in order to do that? You need to find partners in the business, find other people, and then delegate to them things that are their strengths that they love to do. But always, if you don't know, learn how to be intentional and consistent. If you don't know, learn how to be intentional and consistent. Very critical parts of your business. So intentional means you don't operate your business by the seat of your pants. You're planning, you're prepared, you have structure, right? Intentional. And consistent means you do it every day. You do it or whatever your goal is, whatever, if you're only giving, you know, 3 days a week to Manatech, 2 hours in those 3 days, each one of those days, then you do it every single one of those. There's no excuses. No, it's consistency. Both of these take a level of what? What's the underlying core value there is called discipline. And if you're undisciplined, then find somebody as an accountability partner to hold your feet to the fire, because that's what makes the business work. And then investing in self. Of course, that's big. We all know how important it is to invest in ourselves. That's why we have Tom's materials in Manatech today. We're going to be emphasizing that even more, getting through Manifest and self-development tools to help everybody. But I gave you some of the ideas that he had that he used in his business. He said he took Jim Rohn's Building Your Network Marketing Business CD, and he listened to it every day for 6 months. How many of I don't even remember listening to that CD, but Lydia said we did have it at one time. But you know what? She went out and found it. It's on YouTube, so you can just go and look it up on YouTube, and maybe that's what you need in your life every morning when you wake up after you get done working out at the gym, because you know what? That's another great habit to have, right? Because we're in the health field and we want to look like we're healthy, otherwise it's hard. When I gave that talk in front of those ladies on Friday, right, the average age in the group was about 68 maybe, and there I was, and I looked 30 years younger than anybody else in that room, right? You get that? And I had more energy. So I can do that, and because I want to reflect what I'm out there preaching and teaching. And it's because I work out every morning, I take care of my body, I eat salads, I eat healthy things, I don't drink diet sodas, I put tons of great alkaline water in my body every day. I mean, I'm preserving my body, right? And that's what I do. I honor it, I take my products every day, so we want to be a product of the product, right? And I know some of you are going, well, Mary Jo, I'm so sick and that's why I got involved in Manatech. Great, but you can talk about your wellness and how you're recovering your wellness. There's nothing non-compliant with that. I'm recovering my wellness by using these products. It's awesome. And just watch, and you can talk about where you were and where you are now, and you're in that progression. So it's not about always being like in perfect health. We all have our little shortcomings, right? Everybody tends to have some shortcomings, but it's about where are you on your path, your journey, and that's what you talk about. So invest in yourself. Invest in yourself by reading, listening to CDs, you know, pop on that. The other one is Making the Shift, which is a great one. I love to give that to a brand new person. And I used to say listen to it every single day for at least 2 weeks or a month, and because it's so super. It just helps build a belief system. It helps drive that home. So it's another one. I don't think that's on YouTube. It is on YouTube as well? Oh, my gosh. Are you guys kidding me? All this stuff is free today. You just go to YouTube, pop it off. You got it. So these things are great. And then he talked about three books that really made a difference in his life that were big for him. The Magic of Thinking Big, which I've read. The Compound Effect, which is awesome. That's where I first came across the principle of the penny, doubling the penny, the compound effect. which occurs in our life, just like me signing up people and making commitments on how many I'm going to sign up each business period through Manifest. There's a compound effect. The compound effect is that all of a sudden people are calling me trying to get signed up, and I haven't talked to them in 2 years, right? Because the energy is out there, and you have a compound effect with that because of the activity that you do. You're driving things to happen in your life just purely out of pure activity. So that's great. It's great by Darren Hardy. And then Lead for God's Sake. I don't think I've read that book, so I can't make a recommendation on it, but the other two are both terrific books. Terrific books, and great for his, that's how he got off the ground and running, and keep working on himself through those. He also wrote a book. I'm not telling you, I haven't read it, so I'm not telling you and recommending it to you. I don't even know if I've asked Lydia. I can't remember if I told her to buy it for me, because I always love books, right? I love reading. But his book is called Apple, APPLE. And what it stands for is the 5 daily actions that lead to success in network marketing. So I'm just giving you this background on it. A stands for attitude. Each day, choose to have a winning attitude. How many of us could use that? Some of us would have to say, each minute I need to choose to have a winning attitude. And sometimes that's where we start, because if you have a bad attitude, guess what? You're going to have a bad day. You create your own reality. So choose out of it. Have a great attitude. Choose a winning attitude. And if you see yourself faltering, choose it back again, because it is one thing. It's called choice. Choose it. Choose it. And some people go, well, but Mary Jo, this happened to me. Wah, 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 wah. You know what? The wah-wahs happened to me too. I mean, really. I lost my brother. He was shot and killed by his wife last year. A lot of you gave great emails to me and sent me condolences about losing my grandson, my 4-year-old grandson, in a swimming pool accident. I mean, you know, we have tons of turmoil that hits us. It's called L-I-F-E, life. Life happens. And you know what? We're survivors. But you can choose, you know, you choose. What is my beingness? What was, you know, when my grandson died, I'm in the hospital. I'm crazed. We're all upset. And my son-in-law came to me and said, Mary Jo, you've always been the rock in our family. Will you support me? And it was like so awesome. I could choose to be the rock at that moment. And for the next week, month, the rest of the year, you know, they needed a light. I could be the light at the funeral, right? I mean, all of this is who we can choose to be. So choose a winning attitude. Choose a winning attitude every day. And yeah, there's morning time, there's tough times, but, you know, make the choice. Get, you know, choose out of it and move on, because the past cannot be changed. You can only change today. And tomorrow, and the next day. So why not work on doing that? To P, prepare. Every day be prepared. Have a plan for your day. Have a plan. Have a to-do list. Have a plan. What's going to get done? Lydia and I review that every morning. What are we doing today? What's our plan? What's going to happen? Because if you go without a plan, you're going to end up without results. Because you need a plan. You have to have a plan every day if you want to create great results. You need a plan. Otherwise, you're living by chance and circumstances instead of choice and commitment. The other P is perform. Every day, take action on the plan. You got to work the plan. Can't just have a plan, stare at it. Wow, that's a pretty plan. I think I'll go golfing. No, work the plan. You can go golfing and still work the plan, because you can sign up 3 people on the golf course, right? Or get 5 new contacts while you're golfing. And the L stands for learn. Every day, learn something new. That means that you are like Mary Jo. You want to be a reader or a listener. You want to be able to read new articles, read books, read, you know, be actively pursuing greater knowledge, greater information. There's so many great ways to do that. I look at the people in South Africa. I'm telling you, they invest every month. They read 2 books. You know, and they use autobiographies, because they have incredible nuggets in autobiographies that they can use. And it's just about continuing to pour into that brain positive things, how to be better, how each one of us can improve. And then finally, E is evaluate. Every day, evaluate your progress. Look back at the end of the day. Go, what did I get done? What didn't I do? What goes on the next day? Where could I have been better? How can I improve? Boom, bingo, next. It's not about taking the hammer out. It's about congratulations. What an awesome day. How can I even have a more awesome day tomorrow, right? And then I left you with a quote that I came up with. This is from Mary Jo. It's not out of the book. I just said an apple, referring to his APPLE, an apple a day will catapult you to success. Are you committed? It is your choice, so choose well the destiny you will create. The world depends on it. So thanks, people. Feedback. What do you guys think? Did some of these concepts hit home for you? I know it takes people minutes to get off of mute.
Mary Jo.
Yes.
This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Thank you so much. I really needed this.
Yeah, there's a lot there, wasn't there?
Right, and I've been going crazy making phone calls and emailing and et cetera. But anyway, we carry on, right?
Amen, right.
Good. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Nancy. Okay, everyone, have a great week. Again, last week of a business period, last week of Revive, we got a lot of action going on, so take advantage of all the opportunities you have. Get out there and make a difference in the world and help people. Do what? Help them to build a business part-time so that it could provide them in a short amount of time to have the choices and options that they would never have with traditional employment. Where did I get that? Right out of the outline. Right out of the article. Right. Okay, everybody. Love you all. Have a great week. Can't wait to talk to you again next week. We can recapture all the fun of our last week of the business period and Revive. Bye-bye.